A lighter-than-air balloon. Meanwhile, in Paris, Professor Jacques A.C. Charles had designed a lighter-than-air balloon. He filled his balloon with a newly discovered gas called hydrogen, which weighed much less than air. On August 27, 1783, Professor Charles launched his balloon at 5 p.m. As a crowd watched, it rose 3,000 feet and disappeared into the clouds. 45 minutes later, the balloon came down outside a village 15 miles away. The villagers, who had never heard of such a thing as a balloon, thought a monster had fallen out of the sky. As it bounced toward them, they attacked it with pitchforks. When at last the monster lay still, men tied it to a horse's tail and dragged it through the mud to make sure it was dead. Now there were two ways to send balloons aloft, with hot air and with hydrogen. The fires were messy and dangerous, but hydrogen took a lot of time to make. Nevertheless, most of the early flights were made with hot air balloons. Professor Jacques A.C. Charles.
FCAT. Relevant facts and details. The author tells of villagers attacking a balloon as a monster. Are these details relevant to the main idea of the selection? Why or why not?